Ben Folds loves to perform in front of a live audience, but in order to give the audience the sound they expect, Folds has to slow himself down on stage to make his virtuoso piano playing and passionate singing seem fast.
I think some of it had to do with rushing. Playing live shows, I play too fast. But everyone at the live show is thinking too fast, too. So you're all sort of on the same page, which made me realize that the record is one thing, and the surroundings, the context in which you listen to or make a record is one thing, and a live show does not have to be the record at all. Although a lot of people say, man, your records and your live shows are actually very similar. They're not. It's just that you can put yourself in. Say, if everyone else thinks you're playing slower, but you're actually playing faster. I mean, that's actually kind of a big difference because tempo is a big deal. So that's when I realized that it was different.
Day after Christmas.
Folds is among the rare rockers who feel comfortable playing alongside loud guitars and drums, as well as symphony orchestras.
There's something magical about a lot of people making music at once. When it's in concert and it's a symphony orchestra, it's years and years. I mean, every individual player is disciplined and musical and has integrity and it's artistic, and you put that many people together in concert with the idea of playing a bigger piece, it's just powerful. That's the main thing. I mean, I don't know, it's a spectacle and all this, but it's actually powerful. It's like seeing a gospel choir.
The hit single Bricks is a song he recorded a decade ago with his now defunct band, Ben Folds 5. Now a solo artist, Folds' latest CD is a compilation he previously released on the internet.
The idea was to make music, make the only outlet the internet. And when we started doing that, it was unusual. Now it's not that unusual to make iTunes records, but it was when we started doing that. And so I just wanted to make sure that I had copies of real CDs rather than just MP3s. So this is sort of a backup tape.
Folds has seen many changes in the music industry during his long career and believes more are on the way.
I don't think that it's the same industry. I think that the industry that we used to know is using that for advertisement. And I think that the new industry that we know is using the other side for advertisement. And really, ultimately, all the sales and distribution of records become advertisement for someone who's talented enough to play the songs live. And if you can perform your music live, then that becomes the real thing, and the rest of it is sort of a bit of an illusion. I think three different industries.
In explaining his future plans, Folds still has one project he hopes to complete.
To get some instruments all in one area, put some mics on them, play the music and record it, and then we'll probably take those tracks and kind of mix them and put them out as a record. And we've been planning to do this for a while, but I just haven't done anything about it yet.
Sounds like a good plan.
But I would have to write songs first, and I'm really slow.
I'm Larry London, VOA News.